Good afternoon. This is a Phase 1 commutation hearing for Mr. Javier Portillo Diaz, ADC number 266839. This is a hearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. With us today is our esteemed Board Chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. The following is a summary of the application in question. Mr. Portillo Diaz is 49 years old. He was sentenced to 17 years for molestation of a child, a dangerous crime against children, and a Class 2 felony. In addition, he received lifetime probation as a sex offender. He also has an ICE detainer. I will read a short summary of the incident offense in question. On March 29, 2010, Officer Vasquez with the Albuquerque Police Department was dispatched to a call of alleged criminal sexual penetration of a minor. Upon arrival, the officer made contact with 17-year-old Jessica Chavez, who advised that she had just told her mother, Maria Portillo, that her stepfather, Javier Portillo, had been sexually abusing her from the age of 4 until June 2009, when she moved to Phoenix, Arizona. Jessica stated that she moved to Phoenix to live with her fiancé, Adriel Olmstead, and his mother, Ruthie Olmstead. Jessica said that he was in Albuquerque visiting her mother when she decided to tell her about the years of abuse. When Javier Portillo came home and Maria went to confront him, Jessica said that she, Adriel, and Ruthie left the area and called for police due to concern that Javier might get violent with Maria. Jessica went on to tell Officer Vasquez that she had two sisters, Shalid and Belen Portillo, ages 10 and 7, living at home along with her brother Martin Portillo, and she was concerned for them as well. When asked, Jessica said she did not know if Javier had been inappropriate with any of them. Just one second. Going later into the year, on April 6, 2010, Detective Vance conducted a forensic interview with Jessica. She reported that when her mother confronted Javier about the molestation, he confessed to his actions, saying he was sorry. Jessica recalled her earliest memory of Javier molesting her when she was 4 years old. She said they were living in Mexico when he started touching her. She said he would start by rubbing her vagina over her clothes. She said that no one taught her it was wrong, so she didn't tell anyone. Jessica said Javier would tell her, we can't know about this. Jessica said that when she was around 5 or 6 years old, they moved from Mexico and lived in Mesa. She remembered this because she was in the first grade and that when she was starting telling Javier no, Jessica and Javier would get really mad. Jessica said Javier would get really mad and she would get scared because if Javier told, or if she told anyone, he would tell her mother and that was all her fault. Jessica said that when she was 8 to 10 years old, Javier would tell her, I don't want to hurt you, I'm just waiting for you to get a little older so you can understand everything. He pled guilty and was sentenced on October 7, 2011. Regarding his commutation application, he is asking for time served. According to the Arizona Department of Corrections time computation, he has a sentence end date of June 14, 2027. Should commutation be granted, his release from prison would be immediate. The purpose of Mr. Portillo Diaz's request for commutation is based on his assertion that he does not remember his involvement with the incident offense while he was under the influence of methamphetamine, that he did not understand the U.S. justice system as a Mexican citizen, and that the courts abused his rights regarding a fair plea agreement. He wants to be deported back to Mexico to be rid of this corrupt country. He's had limited discipline in ADC with his last major on May 3, 2016 for refusal of a program. Again, that was just a bit over a year ago. He has one letter of support from his other daughter, Sandra. And I will say right now, under the new system of the commutation applications, there's no testimony from supporters. So you're just listening to the reading. I just wanted to make sure that you understood that. Okay. Concerning the question of whether Mr. Portillo Diaz's sentence was excessive, his incident offense has a minimum sentence of 10 years, a presumptive sentence of 17 years, and a maximum sentence of 24 years. And again, he was sentenced to 17 years for molestation of a child, a dangerous crime against children, a Class 2 felony, and only one count. Based on the seriousness of the offense and trauma to the victim, I do not find as punishment, based on the presumptive, getting tongue twisted now, based on the presumptive prison sentence, excessive, but I'm certainly open to discussion and input of my colleagues. There will be no further discussion from my colleagues. I am going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is regarding inmate Javier Portillo Diaz, ADC number 266839. My motion is not to pass him to phase two. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
I want to thank my fellow board members, and this concludes our hearing.